And here's our South Florida Arts Beat Entertainment Calendar. And today we welcome back Mr. Andy Newman of the Florida Keys and Key West Tourism Council. Andy, how are the fabulous Florida Keys?
Fabulous Florida Keys are indeed fabulous. And Ed, it is great to be back with you once again.
Great to have you on the show again, sir. What's up?
I'll tell you something, Ed. It's still summer, and you would think things would slow down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Good.
But here we go. In Key West, continuing two exhibitions at the Key West Art and Historical Society's Key West Custom House. Through September 30th, it's Key West or Bust. It's a history of tourism that explores the history of visitor experiences from the 1920s until the 80s. And also through the 30th, the Custom House is presenting Key West artist Will Fernandez. Will paints and sculpts almost entirely from memory. A lot of his works, by the way, are quite humorous. Now, this weekend down in Key West, Ed, Red Barn Theater presenting The Whale. It's a story of a 650-pound, grief-stricken man seeking reconciliation with his estranged daughter. Next weekend, actually, Ed, Key West Lobster Fest. That's August 7th to 10th. It is a crustacean celebration extraordinaire. Events include next Thursday night, a big lobster boil. Next Friday night, the Duval Crawl. Saturday, street fair with lobster-inspired culinary creations and even a free concert and a great lobster brunch on Sunday. Of course, the festive feast celebrates the start of the Florida Keys lobster season, the regular season, which is August 6th. Once again, Ed, those dates for the Lobster Fest, August 7th to the 10th. Now, still in Key West and talking about August 10th and the 24th, the family-friendly Sheriff's Animal Farm is open. It's a freebie. You have the opportunity with your kids to look at all kinds of animals. There are horses, there are pigs, goats, sheep, bunnies, alligators. There's Floss, a lemur, Kramer, the emu, Patagonian cavies.
What?
And even the microphone cable eating goat. By the way, the farm is located just off of College Road on Stock Island at the Sheriff's Office Headquarters Complex. Still in Key West, August 14th to the 17th, it's Tropical Heat. It's an all-male, all-adult fever pitch celebration on this island where, of course, the openness and respect for diversity has made it a world-renowned gay vacation destination. Festival includes more than a dozen intriguing events ranging from drag shows to themed pool parties and gatherings at island clubs. Up in Big Pine and Lower Keys, August 15th to the 17th, it's the weekend with a black metal chef. This will be at the Deer Run Bed and Breakfast. There will be nightly wine celebrations, a highlight cooking demonstration, and dinner by the vegan black metal chef. He will chop, dice, slice, and axe his way through our organic grains, veggies, and so much more. By the way, this is a very small event. It's limited to six people, so you need to reserve very, very early. Up in Key Largo, on August 16th, it's a Saturday, grab your oars and grab anything that floats for the family fun, anything that floats regatta race. This is a hoot. This is at the restaurants complex there at mile marker 104 Bayside. We're talking about restaurants like Sundowners and Senor Frijoles. I'm telling you something, Ed. This is so much fun, and I have seen all kinds of quote-unquote watercraft ranging from just simple noodles to very, very complex vessels that people actually build. Again, the Anything That Floats Regatta is Saturday, August 16th.
I've got my inner tube, Andy.
But what about your water wings, Ed? Ed will go from top the water to below the water. It's the History of Diving Museum's presentation, Journey to the Bottom of the Sea. That will be on Thursday, August 20th. And the History of Diving Museum, if you've never been, is absolutely fabulous. Traces man's quest to conquer the underwater world, starting from the very first diving bells to the really advanced underwater exploration apparatus that man uses today. Two art walks coming up in the Florida Keys in August. Thursday, August 21st in Isla Mirada, the Mirada Way Arts and Cultural District presents its third Thursday art walk. And on the same night in Key West, the Walk on White monthly art stroll. And on that same day, the Florida Keys 100 Fish Identification Challenge, it's in Key Largo at the Reef Environmental Education Foundation headquarters. Weekend of August 22nd to the 24th at Florida Keys Wide. It is the Florida Keys and Key West Museums and Attractions Weekend. Great opportunity to explore all the attractions and museums courtesy of WLRN. This
Thank
is a
you.
WLRN event, of course, And if you go on to WLRN.org, you can click on that Florida Keys and Key West Museum and Attractions Weekend banner to print out the pass, which entitles freebies as well as discounts. Add some other events coming up August 28th to September 1st. It's a Labor Day weekend, the 5th annual Key West Brew Fest. There will be more than 150 beers and microbrews on tap at this tasty event. It's through the charitable efforts of the Key West Sunrise Rotary. Hear us salute at Hawks Cay Resort August 29th to September 1st. Wombat Fest Key West September 4th to the 7th. Big Key West Poker Room September 18th to the 21st. The second annual Alamorada Swim for Alligator Lighthouse. That's on September 20th. Florida Keys Birding and Wildlife Festival September 23rd through the 28th. And the 35th annual Fantasy Fest Celebration. That's October 17th to the 26th. And add so much more details on these and so many other events that we haven't had time to talk about on the Florida Keys website. It's flakeys.com.
And that's Mr. Andy Newman, Mr. Information from the Florida Keys and Key West Tourism Council. Andy, great weekend to you. I know it's going to be fabulous.
And to you too, Ed.
Miami's World Beat Pioneers, the Baboons, return to the Hollywood Arts Park in Young Circle tomorrow night at 8 p.m. for a free, family-friendly show. More info at thebaboons.com. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Thanks to our technical director today, Andy Wagner, and our contributors, Norman Van Aken and Andy Newman. Please call us with your comments, 305-995-2258. You can fax us your event information, 305-995-2221, or email it to us at info@WLRN.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and as always, please keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.